KFIZ News Time is coming up on 10:10, 10 minutes past 10 o'clock here on a Thursday. It's August 12th of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you as we start up hour number three of the show here on a Thursday. And always good to talk to Division Chief of Fire Prevention, Garth Schumacher, with Fond du Lac Fire and Rescue, joining us via phone here this morning as we talk about some fire safety, fire prevention tips and topics here as we do on a monthly basis with our friends at Fond du Lac Fire and Rescue. Garth, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We are doing A-okay. Glad to see the storms out of the forecast, finally.
Yeah, no kidding.
Lots of rain.
I know. Rough one.
My family lives in the Madison area, and 2 weeks in a row I had to send a text, "Hey, tornado warning just to your west, get to the basement." So
there's been a few of those.
It's glad we got lucky yesterday, and I know some places got some tornado spin ups and some heavy rains and lightning and thunder and trees down and power out down towards Milwaukee. So we certainly are thankful that none of that happened up here.
Yep, that's for sure.
So August is here, and back to school, a topic we just talked with consumer protection folks about some back to school shopping, but of course there's always a back to school kind of safety aspect to it too. And I know fire and rescue usually around back to school time always has some initiatives to, you know, make sure that kids are safe and that people are being safe around school zones. And of course there's always concern as you know, parents send their kids off to college about fire safety too in a dorm or first apartment kind of setting. So let's start with that here this month. Obviously school's not in session yet, but we know it's going to be, and that means especially, and something we'll hear from our friends at the police department too, it's good to have, you know, those safety reminders in mind as you're traveling around school zones, right?
Oh, that's absolutely this time of year is always you know, always busy for parents and families getting their kids off to college, getting the young ones all set to go back to school. But one thing we like to stress, and we even put it on our newsletter, is, you know, the campus safety. And when kids go back to college, if it's their first time in a dorm, kind of give them ideas on how to maintain vigilance as far as, you know, exit signs, what to do when their alarms go off in the building. You know, that kind of thing.
When you talk about going back to campus, and obviously if you're staying in a dorm, your student is staying in a dorm, your child or grandchild is staying in a dorm, there's going to be a safety plan in place for, you know, like fire escape and stuff like that. But things can certainly change. Obviously, you know, it might be a little bit easier in a first apartment or a first house that they might be renting, but it's also easier to maybe not realize something is happening because they, might not have the proper fire safety protocols being followed in some of those first apartments, right?
Well, that's true. And that is, parents, we need to be vigilant on our kids going back to school, being a part of that process. And for that reason, you get a new apartment. I know off-student or off-campus housing is very popular. So people are living in houses with, you know, multiple rooms, and they don't always have the proper smoke alarms. I mean, let's face it, we come across this all the time in our profession where, you know, these homes don't have smoke alarms. And that is the one thing that is going to be the game changer in getting you out of a house that's on fire in the middle of the night. So, you know, as parents, we need to be vigilant on, you're making sure that those safety measures are in place for our children when they go back. And it's just as easy as pushing the button, checking their records if they have an alarm system. You can ask for all that stuff, and you should be asking for that stuff. And on top of that, you should be looking to see, you know, they should have escape plans posted. Two ways out of houses, apartment buildings, what to do in the event of a tornado, what to do in event of a fire, what to do, you know, in any emergency situation. I don't think, you know, college kids in general don't think they really give the time to look at that stuff. And that's where we as parents need to come in and say, hey, you know, we want to check on this stuff to make sure that our kids are given the best opportunity if something bad should happen.
Right, when you're looking at a first apartment with your friends, probably the last thing you're thinking about is, that's a smoke detector. Does it work, right? You're thinking about, he's going to get this room, I'm going to get this room, we're going to have this much space for the TV and the game system, whatever it may be. But, that's something that, like you said, parents need to take ownership of. Like, hey, we want you to be safe. We don't want, something to happen. In the house, you're not paying attention, and something catches on fire in the kitchen. Next thing you know, it kind of, snowballs from there. You got to make sure that stuff is in place. And if it's not, then you need to contact the landlord, right?
Yes, that is absolutely. It's their landlord's responsibility to make sure those systems are functioning properly. And, sometimes they lapse on that, and it can be an uphill battle. But if they have parents saying, well, we're not going to stay here if you're not going to, maintain this, then, that puts a little more pressure on them as far as that goes. And, parents really need to be vigilant on it and stay on it because the statistics are out there. These places do start on fire. These places have caused significant injury and death. And, whatever circumstances go on in those homes and those campus housing, I know there's, it's college, so we can, a lot of things, different things happen that maybe take the focus off of safety, and anything the parents can do, or even the children, the kids, students, going back, that anything they can do to, keep on their landlords and their, make sure that all those systems are in place and their evacuation routes are known is just going to help them in the event something bad happens.
In a dorm setting, like I mentioned before, it might be a little bit more planned out for you because I'm sure, just thinking back to my experiences in a residence hall, there were fire drills, obviously. There was, kind of a safety message given. And there are certain things that I know certain universities don't allow in dorms when it comes to, like, what you can't have, like, cooking appliance-wise or, like, candle warmers or open flame and stuff like that. And it's important to keep that in mind too, as you're signing a contract to reside in a residence hall too, right?
Right. Yeah, and you'll find that when you stay on in campus housing or college run housing, you're going to have more. There's going to be more oversight to those, but it's still good to check that they're maintaining their records and their upkeep of their systems. If they're high rise, they're going to have either sprinkler systems or standpipe systems, fire alarms, that kind of thing. And you can ask for that. And when's the last time this stuff is tested? Is it operational? The big one is that off campus housing. People buy houses. They're like, yeah, well, we're gonna set it up so the college students can live in it, but they don't want to dump a lot of money into it. And next thing you know, you're missing smoke alarms or, the upkeep isn't what it should be. So you really got to watch that.
Yeah, I remember seeing, houses that were supposed to be, two-bedroom houses that are, or not two-bedroom, but maybe a three-bedroom house that's kind of just got a dividing wall in between half the house, and, maybe the other half doesn't have something it's supposed to have. So important to make sure you're understanding what exactly the plans are and what exactly is included in your rental unit if you're going that route.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, if you walk through and you're thinking to yourself, God, this doesn't look safe, it's probably not safe.
Right. That's true. Obvious rule of thumb there for sure. When it comes to grade school kids, I know and like I said, we'll hear more about this, I'm sure, from our friends at City Police. But I know being Fond du Lac Fire and Rescue, you're making people aware of being safe in school zones, watching out for kids on bikes, watching out for kids that are walking, around school zones, and making sure that people are being safe. Because I know the last thing you folks want to do from the fire and the rescue side of things, obviously, is to have to respond to a call of a student getting hit, either walking or on a bike, either. Right.
Correct. Yeah, we go to it multiple times a year where kids, struck on a bike. Thankfully, not a lot of them have been really serious, but let's face it, everybody's in a hurry. You go drive down Johnson Street and people are sailing past, and there's crossing guards out there for multiple schools, and it's easy to get complacent come school time with kids walking down the sidewalk, but, you know, kids don't always, you know, rationalize or think correctly, and they dart out into traffic or go on the crosswalk without really thinking about it. We as drivers have to really maintain vigilance once again to make sure that we're watching out for that, to realize that, hey, you know, it's school time. There could be kids. They could be popping out. You know, maybe I'm not going to drive as fast as I normally do, you know. Because, yeah, like I said, people on Johnson, they go pretty quick. Scott Street, same thing. There's a speed factor there that I don't think people necessarily follow the rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some streets for sure seem like a racetrack. That's for sure, and it definitely is not a racetrack, especially during school hours. So, I want to remind people to be safe and be mindful of those school start times, school end times, and watch out for kids as we get towards the start of the new school year here in 2021. Garth, I know you got to get going. We appreciate it as always. Thanks for taking some time to chat, and we'll talk again soon. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Spencer.
Garth Schumacher, Division Chief of Fire Prevention with Fond du Lac Fire and Rescue, joining us via phone this morning here on KFIZ. Appreciate his time as always, keeping us up to date on some